Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden is pledging to act quickly when it comes to his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package advancing in Congress. NPR's Giles Snyder reports he'll talk about it today in his first network television interview as president.
The interview will air during the Super Bowl pregame show on CBS, and excerpts of it have already been released, including President Biden's remarks on those $1,400 checks that he's promised will be included in his COVID relief plan. Republicans argue the payment should be more targeted, and while Biden has been insistent about the size of his plan, he told CBS that he is prepared to negotiate who gets the checks.
Middle-class folks need help, but you don't need to get any help to someone making $300,000 or $250,000. So it's somewhere between an individual making up to $75,000 and phasing out and a couple making up to $150,000 and phasing out.
Congressional Democrats are moving to advance the aid package without Republican support. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The Biden administration is working with European allies to discuss a new approach to Iran. Now, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must remove all sanctions before Tehran will return to its commitment under the 2015 nuclear deal.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks to an audience of military commanders confirmed Tehran's position that all sanctions must be lifted before Iran returns to full compliance with the deal's limits to its nuclear program. In the past, Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, has said Iran could return to compliance within hours of the U.S. sanctions being lifted. But Khamenei appeared to suggest a longer timeline, saying, quote, the U.S. must lift all sanctions in practice, then we will do verification and see if the sanctions were lifted correctly. Then we will return to our commitments. President Donald Trump reimposed the sanctions on Iran in 2018 after he pulled the U.S. out of the agreement. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Myanmar, growing crowds have returned to the streets for the second day protesting the military coup. Some among the tens of thousands wore red to symbolize the party of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has been detained. Michael Sullivan reports.
The protests have been growing in size. Today's were bigger and more numerous than any since 2007's so-called Saffron Revolution that led to a bloody military crackdown. Despite a heavy police presence, there have been no reports of violence in the former capital so far, although there are reports of shots being fired at a demonstration in the border town of Mayawati.
The Pope is coming down against the military leaders in his Sunday address from St. Peter's Square. Francis expressed his solidarity with the people of Myanmar. You're listening to NPR News. Tampa is hosting the Super Bowl today as its home team, the Buccaneers, takes on the Kansas City Chiefs. Florida has among the highest COVID caseload in the country, but its restrictions are laxer than in some places. And Julio Ochoa of member station WUSF reports that's attracting out-of-state football fans.
As they enjoyed a 70-degree day on Clearwater Beach, several Kansas City fans without Super Bowl tickets said they came for the party. Gary Lewis was happy to escape the 10-degree weather in Kansas City and COVID-19 restrictions that prohibit indoor gatherings of more than 10 people. That's not the case in Florida.
It's a win-win. If Chiefs win, great. If Buccaneers win, it's a win in the hometown for the Super Bowl, which ought to be a pretty good party.
And the parties in the Tampa Bay area were in full swing. Photos and video showed thousands of revelers packing the streets in Tampa without masks. A St. Petersburg party hosted by rapper 50 Cent drew criticism from the mayor, who called for an investigation. For NPR News, I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.
The Biden administration is ending agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that restricted asylum seekers at the U.S. border. The administration says it's seeking, quote, more suitable ways to manage migration. The policy was implemented under the Trump administration. It allowed the U.S. to send asylum seekers to the Latin American countries instead of processing their claims here. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it's too soon to say whether new policies and regulations are needed to deal with recent market volatility. Yellen was confirmed as the new secretary just last month. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.